Suzanne is on the phone for a second date update today, and after reading her email and the description of her first date, it sounds horrible.
Oh, that's
it
a
sounds
good
like
review.
The worst date ever, but also hilarious at the same time. So I'll just let her tell it. Suzanne, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Good. Have you gotten sleep?
Finally, yeah. I was able to catch up.
Yeah. Finally, I read the description of your date, and I'm like, man, I can't tell if that would be fun or just like the worst thing ever. So before we get into what you did on your date, why don't you tell us about the guy you want to call? What's his name?
George.
George. All right. And where did you meet George?
On Tinder.
Okay. Right. That's where most people meet.
It's already
these days.
The worst date ever.
Oh, come on.
Already.
I take it you had high hopes for this date, though.
Yeah, no, because he was very funny. Like, we messaged back and forth a little bit, and, like, picture was cute. I don't know. I was like, oh, this could be fun.
Okay.
Oh, good.
And so where'd you guys agree to meet out at?
We decided to go rock climbing, which I'm not, like, a huge fan of, because, like, you got to wear the strap thing. I don't know. Like, it's not, like,
harness?
The most flattering look.
Okay.
But I was like, okay, you know, I've never done that before for a date, so.
So did you guys go to a climbing gym, or were you actually outside?
No, we were at, like, a gym, which was probably better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was actually really fun. Like, it was a fun way to, like, kind of hang out. And because, like, we talked a lot, but also we're doing, like, kind of focused on something else, so I wasn't nervous.
Right.
And then after it was over, he was like, do you want to go get dinner? And
well, that's a good sign that you guys didn't have that planned and he wanted to continue to hang out with you.
Did you keep wearing the harness at dinner?
Yeah.
Sexy.
No, they wouldn't let me take it with me.
Oh.
Wouldn't let you.
Okay, but dinner was good?
Dinner was great. We had a couple drinks. And like by this point, we've been hanging out for like 6 or 7 hours.
Yeah.
Wow.
And he's like, I just want to keep hanging out with you. I'm just having a good time. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, okay, great. So I went to his house,
awesome.
And we ended up watching the whole first season of Parks and Rec together.
The whole first season?
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a long time.
Episodes.
Yeah.
You were like 24 hours into this date. No wonder Jubal asked if you were still tired.
I know. So yeah, like we watched this whole thing, and it's just very fun because it's like one of my favorite shows. Like it's very casual at his place. And by the time it ends, it's like 2:30 in the morning. It's very late. But then he's like, hey, I have an idea. What if we do a 24-hour date?
What? I was joking about the 24 hours.
So I was like, what does that mean? Like, do I get to sleep and then we go out again? Or what's happening? And he was like, no, we'll just stay up for 24 hours straight on this date.
And you're sure he's not sort of some drug addict and has a meth problem or something?
He's like, here, hit this.
Yeah.
Yeah. This will keep you up.
Oh, God, that would be, like, a terrible turn. It was just like, you know when you meet someone and you're like, wow, we're really clicking. This is working.
And oh, my God, that's kind of cute. What'd you guys do?
We made frozen pizza, and then we watched another season of Parks and Rec. And that gets us at, like, I don't know, it's like the sun is coming up.
Wow.
And at this point, I'm just like, I'm starting to feel gross. Like, I'm still, like, in the clothes I wore to the rock climbing gym.
Right.
Oh, you haven't even showered.
Oh, gross.
Yeah, I know. It's all gross. And I was like, I should probably go home.
Yeah.
And he was like, no, I'm not a quitter. Are you a quitter? I was like, I guess not.
He obviously liked you if he wanted to spend 24 hours straight with you.
Yeah.
Or he was just delusional at that point when he asked. I don't know.
I don't know. I think we both were like, had gotten to like that sleep deprived kind of crazy place.
Okay, at this point, it's 6 in the morning. You've watched 2 seasons of Parks and Rec. You've eaten pizza. Have you made out at all?
Not real. I mean, like, we like kissed a couple of times, and that was good. But it's not really been that kind of. It's just one-on-one hanging out time.
Nothing like hot and heavy.
Yeah.
So what
weird,
happened?
Though.
So I'm like, okay, fine. He like makes us this big thing of coffee, and we drink a bunch of coffee, and then he's like, let's go to the park. And I'm like, what am I doing?
Yeah.
Super early in the morning.
That's why I say it sounds just terrible at this point.
Are you guys both still happy, or are you just forcing this to happen at this point?
Like, every now and then I'd be like, no, this is still fun. This is still the person I liked 14 hours ago, I think. But then it just felt sometimes we were just like, let's just plow through this kind of forced fun thing. And so we went and he was like, let's play Frisbee. And we tried to play Frisbee. And like, I was just, my motor skills are just stupid at that point.
Yeah.
Right.
So he was like, we could go for a walk. And I was like, I really think I just need to go home.
Okay.
Like, I tried to be very nice about it. I was like, I'm just going to get an Uber.
Yeah.
And then he gets mad and I get mad. And honestly, like, at this point, I was so tired and there was yelling. And I was like, at one point I was like, you're a liar. And I don't even know why. Like,
you were yelling.
So you guys are both just exhausted, sleep deprived, and into the date by arguing.
Oh.
Why do you want to call this guy for a second date? It sounds like it ended horribly.
Well, it ended badly, but I really did like him. If we had just cut it off at, like, 10:30 or even at, like, after the Parks and Rec time, I would have been like, that was great. That was such a good date, you know. Mm. I would love to see him again and just have a normal, you know, like, okay, 3.5 hour date. Okay,
so, so the end of your date where you argue, you're kind of chalking that up to you guys being tired and not him being an a-hole.
Yeah, because I was also an a-hole.
Okay.
Yeah, you're all a right. liar.
Yeah. I mean, when you've been up for that long, who knows,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Okay. And what? Have you talked to him since?
No. I gave it a couple of days, so I texted him and he didn't respond.
At
okay.
all.
All right. Huh. No. Well, we'll play a song and then come back and call him and get your second date update, okay?
Okay.
All right, hang on.